a lot of people are listening out there, and they listen to the broadcasts, and they think, you know, oh, it's great that 3CR are in here doing shows. But what is the daily grind here? What would happen in the morning? What happens? What time is how are you indicated as to what time to get up? You get up in your own time?
Get up.
No.
Is it bells a ring or?
No, we get woken up about 8. Mm. Let out probably 8:30.
Who wakes you up?
The screws.
We've got an intercom here to lock a bell. They tell you it's master. You get up and grab your milk, get counted, get lit out, you know, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And get rounded up like sheep again at 12 and counted.
What's that for?
Like muster, make sure everyone's here.
That everybody's here from wake up
to
lunchtime.
Yeah, well, the unit we're in at the moment, we only get 4.5 hours out every day. Every second day, you lock down for 24.5 hours. Sort of like, yeah, they put people there that have been sacked or, you know what I mean, but half the blokes in there, like, there's a few young Koori fellas in there, it's their first time and they're treated like that.
Mm.
Like the remainder of the jail, they're out from 9 till 7:30, but yeah, it's a bit stricter there. You're not allowed outside, you're not allowed to go to education, you're not allowed to go to church. Not allowed to go to the library.
Why is that? The new, is it because they're new prisoners or they?
That's just the regime they've thought of.
That's because the unit like that.
Yeah, you get metal detected before you leave or when you go. It's pretty strict. You know what I mean?
The reason why I'm sort of leading towards this is people get a false, you know, the community. People get a false sense of that. You know, NAIDOC week is a great week and everything's honky-dory and everything's whoop-diddy-doo. It's not like that, is it?
Nah, it's not. It's far from it. You know what I mean? It's a pretty cold, lonely place.
You know, all the people who work for all the organisations, they come in on Tuesday night and they see this beautiful interaction between the screws.
Yeah, we're all laughing, joking.
But it's, to be honest, it's not like that, is it?
When
I'm asking you. I don't know.
When you leave there after having a good night, seeing all the uncles and aunties, being with brothers, and you get put in that cell at night, it quickly hits you. You know what I mean. But it's good because it takes your minds off things when we're here. But
just for that 3 hours that we're here, right?
You know, but when you get put back in that cell, you know where you are.
Well, how old are you now? Huh? How old?
I'm 23.
And done a lot of time in
yeah, too much, yeah, probably most of my adult life been in prison, a few years in the boys' homes.
It
don't last long out there, like I get out for a while and you're sort of like the centre of attention.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're trying to, you know, do the right thing, but then you got your friends and that want you to have a charge with them and
happens? What registers in your head when they say, come on, let's go?
You just think, you're having a buzz here, having a good time. And
go with it.
Yeah, you just cruise along, sort of like you ain't, sort of, in a way you think you're not strong enough to say no, but it's just a thing, sort of, it's like, you know, it's a daily thing, you're brought up with it, sort of all you know, in a way, because you've been doing it for so long, it's hard to sort of stop it, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, for a little while you start marking up and then before you know it, you're back in and it's just, you start from scratch again. And
how do you get work? How does that work?
Well,
what happens?
I'm a billet, right?
What is that?
A billet is, in a unit, there's chores to be done.
Okay.
Right? But the chores to be done, they have to pay us to do that. So then we get an income.
Okay.
Right. So I do. There's two tiers, right? So I sweep and mop the tier, and I'll get, and that's a 5 day
that's
job.
It's a wage.
So there's my wage. I'll get $33 spend. Yeah, about $33 spend.
A week.
A week.
That's all.
Then they got laundry and kitchen and.
But then you got to buy your own tobacco.
You buy your own tobacco, your own toiletries, Your own
phone monies.
Your phone, yeah, your phone things. Money. You know,
how many phone calls can you make?
You can make as many as you want,
as long as you got the money.
As long as you got the money in the phone.
So what happens if you're not a biller? What happens?
Well, then you get paid $13 a week.
Yeah, doesn't matter if you work or not.
Unemployment rate, yeah, you get about $12.
We call it the dole.
Yeah. Yeah. I want the dole.
Yeah, you get about $2 a day.
We get to 3 o'clock. What happens at 3 o'clock?
It's 5 o'clock muster.
Five o'clock muster. Five o'clock's the safe one to count over because it's maximum security prison.
Then you get your dinner.
Is there any chance that someday there mightn't be correct count? What happens?
They've got to recount
it all again.
And then if there's two, like, incorrect ones, they lock you down and, like, search the jail and emergency count.
Then they'll get it right.
Mm. So if they don't get it right, we all get locked down, and we stay locked down until they do get it right.
Until they get it right.
Yeah. So 5 o'clock is muster again.
Yep.
Then what happens after?
Because it's winter time. Once 5 o'clock comes, we all get locked in the unit. Yeah, we're not allowed outside or anything because they reckon it's too dark. Mm. And during summer times, we're allowed out till about 6.
Daylight savings.
Oh, daylight savings.
Yeah. When it's daylight savings, we're allowed out 7 o'clock. Till 7. Sorry. Or 6:30 or 7, something like that. Yeah. Then after we have tea, we've got 2 hours left.
Where do you have tea? Is it like on the TV? Is it like in the big kitchen and stuff like that?
You walk up and grab your meals and that. And
it's in a unit.
Seats, five chairs per seat.
We've got about eight tables and chairs. It's a round table with the chairs hooked onto them. You know what I mean?
Not enough seats for
them. Yeah, or if you don't want to watch everyone dribbling, you can go back into your own cell and eat. Dinner's around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you get your medication and be a little bit after that.
A little medication?
And when's lockdown, actual lockdown?
7:30.
7:30.
And there's a door shut.
That's it for the day then.
That's it for the day.